Science and Technology.
Neuroscience. Electric shock. Non-invasive techniques can restore function in paralysed limbs.
14 years ago, Melanie Reed, a journalist, fell off a horse and broke her neck. The injury to her spinal cord left her paralysed, limiting the function of her four limbs and torso, a condition known as tetraplegia. For years, her left hand was incapable of either sensation or motion. Now, however, Ms. Reed can not only move that hand, she can also, as she puts it, practice the right to put my hair in a ponytail. Ms. Reed's remarkable, if incomplete, recovery required neither surgery nor medication, but rather exercise and electricity. She was one of 60 patients from test sites across three countries to receive a novel form of non-invasive spinal cord stimulation known as ARC-X, pioneered by Grégoire Courtin of the École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne and colleagues. The results of the trial were published in Nature Medicine on May 20th. Muscles in the human body move when electrical signals reach them from the brain via the spinal cord. In the case of reflexive movements, the signal comes directly from the spinal cord, bypassing the brain altogether. If the nerves in the spinal cord are damaged, the internal electrical circuit is broken and paralysis can result. It is well established that applying electricity to the remaining nerves can boost the signal from the brain and cause paralyzed limbs to move. Researchers, therefore, would place surgical implants directly on the spinal cord, as this yielded the best results. But several studies in recent years have shown that non-invasive techniques work just as well, if not better. If electricity is pulsed through electrodes placed on the skin, some muscle function can be restored without the need for incisions, needles, or hospitalization. Dr. Courtin's latest study is the largest and most robust so far to demonstrate this technique. Physical rehabilitation remains the primary form of treatment for tetraplegia to strengthen and maintain existing function. For patients whose ability to handle objects and experience sensation is severely impaired, this may involve passive stretching of muscles. For those who retain at least some movement and feeling, which was true for most participants in Dr. Courtin's study, exercises involve targeted weight and resistance training. These exercises may help patients perform basic tasks, but only marginally affect sensation and muscle control. To test how effective their electrical intervention was compared with exercise alone, Dr. Courtin first asked all participants to undergo 2 months of physical rehabilitation. Then they underwent an additional 2 months of rehabilitation supplemented by electrical stimulation with the ARC-X device. Researchers placed 2 electrodes on the back of a patient's neck, above and below the site of injury, and 2 more by the collarbone or hip bone to close the circuit. A current was then applied. Patients then carried on with their existing exercise regimen, completing tasks to improve movement and grip strength. In the 2 months of rehabilitation alone, the functional abilities of patients initially increased, then flattened off. With electrical stimulation, 72% of participants meaningfully improved their performance on tests of strength and function. Even after the stimulation was turned off, 90% of the participants experienced improvements in at least one of these areas. Importantly, none reported any serious adverse effects. Why such long-lasting benefits arise is not entirely clear. Previous research suggests that stimulation may strengthen existing connections between nerve cells and encourage new ones to grow. Such successful studies increase the likelihood of stimulation devices making their way to the clinic. Dr. Courtin, for example, says that he is in discussion with America's Food and Drug Administration for approval of ARC-X and hopes to commercialize it by the end of the year. Though it is unclear whether those with the most severe injuries will benefit, any step forward is good news for patients. There are no miracles in recovery from spinal cord injury, says Ms. Reed, but tiny gains can be life-changing.